This is Passport to Texas. There are ghosts in the Gulf that silently trap and kill thousands of marine species annually.
They are a perpetual trapping machine. When something gets caught in there, it has nothing to eat and it dies, and it becomes bait and it attracts other fish and other organisms.
That's Art Morris, Ghostbuster. Actually, he's a biologist with Coastal Fisheries. The entities he's after are abandoned crab traps adrift in the Gulf, ghost fishing.
And one of the key things about this is because they're targeted for crabs, that's the number one species that we see. It's the targeted organism is what we're losing with these derelict traps.
Weather and vandalism are the primary reasons why the traps end up adrift indiscriminately ensnaring crustaceans and other sea life. Morris says since 2002, 26,000 of these AWOL traps have been hauled from Texas bays.
A single trap can kill 26 blue crabs per trap per year. We can extrapolate those numbers out, and we estimate that somewhere near a half million blue crabs are saved through this program alone, or have to date.
Morris hasn't removed these traps alone. He's had a lot of help from volunteers during annual crab trap cleanups. And your chance to help rid the Gulf of ghost fishing happens later this month, and we'll tell you about it tomorrow. That's our show with support from the Sport Fish Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.